You're listening to Filthy Beautiful Sex.
Subscribe to Filthy Beautiful Sex newsletter to stay up to date.
This episode has been brought to you by Tracy's dog.
So, do you like receiving gifts?
I do.
Why do you like receiving gifts?
I don't know, who doesn't? It's nice to get a gift.
Exactly. Do you like receiving a gift when it's not a surprise?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Which one do you prefer better?
I don't know. It depends. If a person knows you well, then a surprise is nice because they know what you like. So there's a bigger chance that you're going to get something that you really like. But if it's someone that you just recently met and you don't know very well,
you get slippers.
I mean, I wouldn't mind slippers, but like you can get a gift where you're like, oh, thank you, that's so nice. And then you have to fake it and pretend. So
Target gift card.
Target gift
card. I don't mind slippers either. At least not now. I used to mind them when I was younger.
Do you like receiving gifts?
Yeah, of course.
What about sexy gifts?
I like that too. I like any kinds of gifts for that matter.
But when we talk about sexy gifts.
Yes.
Let's say you are just starting a new relationship, you just met someone, would you buy them a sexy gift, like a sex toy or
something? Hey, my name is Luca, here's a big dildo. I'm not sure. It depends, I would say. If not at the very beginning, no.
When do you think would be like a time?
But maybe when you get into the phase where you talk about sex or sex is happening.
Yeah, but sex can be happening with someone you just met recently. Anyway.
I think that could be like risky. You don't?
You're afraid of taking some chances?
No, definitely. I would give something probably. Not very early though.
But what would be like the first, like an introduction into sex toy gift that you would buy for someone that you are now having sex with, newer relationship.
Without talking about it first.
You can talk about it. There's no rules. I don't have a guidebook. It's just a new relationship guidebook.
But let's say if we discuss like sex toys first and like I know what you like or maybe what you dislike, I would buy you a sex toy gift. But well, yeah.
What would it be?
Well, it would probably be something that we could use together. Something that can be used, together.
That makes sense.
What do you think? Would you buy me a gift like early on?
I don't know. I would probably, if I did, I would buy something that like I like, for example. Rather than something you might like.
Okay, but that makes sense too.
Yeah, like a butt plug or handcuffs. Something.
Yeah,
light.
Something that we can maybe either use together or...
No, we can use it together.
Or something that you like makes more sense than assuming.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a strap on or something.
That makes sense, yes. But like, so you're considering a gift for me and it's an early stage. What things would you consider? Okay, you said something that you like. Are there any other things you might consider?
Well, I was thinking about like sometimes it's hard to, okay, you talk about sex toys, you talk about sex, but sometimes it's hard to like know what could be appropriate to buy. So for you, when I'm buying for you, there's not a lot of sex toys that you would use on you as there are that you would use on me, which now I know about you. But like from my perspective, if we just met, what can I buy you? You know what I mean? It's like I'm not getting you a masturbator.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not getting you a sex doll or a butt plug for you.
Yeah.
So, like, what is, a gift that you would think it's a good choice to receive?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably like a cock ring or something.
Okay, cock rings are...
That's simple. It's like you can't actually miss it, but it's kind of fun.
And like maybe some light bondage too, because like you can, even if it's not, even if you're not that into it, it's probably not such a big deal as opposed to getting something hardcore.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Do you think there's a gift that's inappropriate completely to give in a newer relationship?
I would say that men being men, might get offended if you bring a huge, like a extremely huge,
double-sided
dildo. I think that might go awkward, that might be awkward. But no, I don't know. But what you said, toys that you mentioned, like I think are like a good general choice.
Yeah, something like lighter that can, it's not a, like...
It's not, it doesn't turn into, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Do you think there's like a, so you bought me a gift, I bought you a sexy gift. Would you say there is a better way of presenting, how would you present that gift to me? Is there like a, you know, you're not gonna, you know, in the kitchen throw it over the counter. Here's, I got something for you.
But like just as it goes with any other gifts, like you package it nicely and you pick a perfect moment to give it.
So what would be a perfect moment? What is it like?
I don't know. Maybe like not an outside date, but maybe if like you're cooking dinner for me or something, or we're watching TV or something like that. Like a casual home setting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bring it out to dinner.
Dildo. But the reason I said that, I mentioned it, because I think, so let's say you buy a toy, you buy something that's new, it's new, right? Especially a new relationship. So I think maybe if we are about to have sex, if we are in the bedroom and it's about to, you know, happen, and I pull out something and you know, it might get weird.
Yeah, it might ruin it.
So I'm thinking maybe, something like pre-sex.
Like a foreplay type of thing, maybe. But no, even, I have something fun we could try today.
But even before foreplay, I would say, I don't know, my opinion, it could be awkward. Like.
No, it could ruin it, not be awkward. It's like, okay, we are not doing that tonight.
We are not doing anything tonight, as a matter of fact. So that's a good point. So maybe cooking dinner or having drinks at home, preferably.
Yeah, just like chilling.
I mean, outside dinner could work too, I guess. At least, you know, you can give it in a restaurant, I guess, if it's not like...
Giant double-sided dildo?
Giant double-sided dildo.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. That can get awkward too. Because like you're in the middle of having a dinner and I pull out something that you maybe... It's a little risky. I'm not sure if you're going to like it. And then we're just having this awkward dinner after. Just like...
Munching in silence.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. We agree on that. It should be in a controlled space.
I mean, this
before is... Before sex. Yes.
This is just me. That's what I would do. I don't think I would.
Yeah. And then some, hey, I have something that, you know, I got something. If you want to try it, we might try it today. It would be really exciting, I think. Yeah. Like icebreakers. Something like that.
So when we talk about gifts too, like in this material world today, where you know they're trying to sell you everything at every step of the way, would you rather receive a gift like a toy, or would you like rather receive maybe like an act of service, maybe like a blowjob or
a blowjob any day of the week?
Rather than a toy, or
well,
rather
I don't, than a... I wouldn't, I don't have a preference, honestly. It's like mostly it would be, what would be important for me is that it creates an experience rather than, oh, here's your gift and okay, that's it. But if it's something that we are going to use together, talk about it together, or we're going to go somewhere or whatnot, you know, for me it's experience what's important.
So then the boat would, like, provide
boat,
you with
yeah,
the experience.
With the satisfaction, yes, definitely.
Because I feel like sometimes...
If you, like, for example, if you buy me a vase, as opposed to you buy me a sex toy, which we can use together, I'd rather prefer a sex toy.
But we can use the vase together, too. We can plant some...
Okay.
No? Tomatoes? Well,
I guess. I don't know what.
Go pick flowers. It's an experience.
It is. Okay, I would prefer the other experience rather than this one. But, yeah, that's kind of... How about you?
Well, I think that sometimes the acts of service or, like, experiences, you said, can be more, like, personalized than the gift. Like, the actual gift.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you can get a sex toy that maybe you're going to use once. It's going to be fun, but maybe you're not going to like it so much. So it's just going to end up sitting in a drawer somewhere or never being used again. While as experience, if it's a good, memorable experience, you can, like, have a memory of it.
But even trying a toy you're not liking can be a memorable experience.
That's true.
Do you remember when we tried we didn't like it, or we liked it?
Yeah. Like the game we played recently that we were just sitting there. Like,
cuddle on the floor.
Yes, cuddle on the floor. That it's memorable, but not...
It is memorable. That was an experience.
Not in such a good way that you would maybe want to have things memorized. Especially in the early stages of the relationship,
but,
no?
Yes,
don't
but
you don't you want to set yourself up for success rather than fishing?
Sure, yes. You could, if you could do a better research and hope for better results. But, I mean, even that, the game we play wouldn't be as bad if we had a laugh.
That's true.
It was fun, yeah. But if you could, think, and muster up a better idea... Sure, but we still got a decent time out of it.
And honestly, when you think about it, sometimes with the toy, you also get the act of service all in one, so.
Yeah, it's kind of both.
It's connected.
Two in one, like dishwasher soap. So we live together, we live close to each other, but what about some people who just got together and live far apart? They just like permanent or temporary or it's like a permanent whatever. Like, what would be a good idea? Like, if you know.
See, that's even easier because you can send them the gift, and then if they don't like it, like you skip out on the awkwardness of it.
Yeah, they can lie over the text message or a phone call or whatever.
Definitely the app-controlled toys. If you want to like experience something together while being so far apart, today technology is great, and you can get so many good toys with good apps.
I like the Lovens one. You can like create the patterns. That's kind of cool. But what else beside the toy? Okay.
We're talking sex, though.
It's sexy. Lingerie.
Maybe lingerie. Yeah, like this is, you can wear this the next time I see you type of thing. Or...
Is lingerie a good gift for like early stages of the thing? But if people, you could like also create some awkwardness, maybe some people, if you didn't discuss it before, some people might not be comfortable. Like
I know, I don't know, like, because for me, I always like to get a good quality piece of lingerie, so I wouldn't mind, but I do know that some people don't like to wear it. They don't feel maybe sexy in it, or for some reason.
But to my point, I think that sexy gifts should not be given blind without any discussion
but you
and
know
conversation.
What I'm thinking, maybe
later, when you know the preferences and likes and dislikes, you can definitely go for a surprise. But I think that just like jumping into it could end up...
I don't know. Because I feel like when people, like long-distance relationship, I feel like in that period of like your life, you talk to that person more than sometimes with people that you can actually go on a date with. I feel like there's so much more sexting and texting involved that sometimes you can find out even more faster compared to going on dates.
Yeah. Yeah, in person, it's definitely... There's like,
you know, because it's like, oh, we're so far away and we want to be here, and then you're horny and you want to sex, and then you find out way more, maybe sometimes, than you would than over a dinner and drinks.
Yeah, that's true.
And also mostly people feel more comfortable over when you don't talk to a person.
Yeah.
Face to face. So I feel like it's even safe. It would be like safer to try to surprise in a long distance relationship than like
blind surprise. You're talking. Yeah. Okay. So let's fast forward. We just begin dating. Yada yada yada. We are here now.
Okay.
Few years later, let's talk about gifting now. What is a good gift for now? For like a long-term relationship, what would be a good gift?
I mean, now you know what, something we both enjoy.
Yeah.
I guess. You know, or maybe something that you don't enjoy as much, but you know that I do. That could be a nice surprise, because like, I know this is not really, that you're not really that much into it, but you want to try with me. So that speaks.
I think sex games are fun.
Yeah.
For long-term relationships. I think they can bring novelty and excitement back easily if they're not a game we played.
Yeah. That was a...
Cuddle on the floor. But that's what I hate, you know, gifting sexy gifts and stuff like that, because most of it is like very vague, and it's like you don't, you're going to blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. But when you open it and you see it's like always the same shit, that's, not even sexy. You just like throw dice, kiss my arm, cuddle on the floor.
The games in general, I don't think I've played a good sex game.
The one we have, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but we when you think about it, we created it so it matches us perfectly, you know?
Yes, but yes. Yes.
That's why we like it.
Yes, that's very true. But the feedback we are getting for the four-play machine game is pretty good.
Well, I like to think that, you know, there is someone out there that tried games like we did and wasn't happy with them, so...
Yeah, but I think that the difference we made in giving like detailed. It's not like his arm. It's like, you know,
very detailed, like exactly what you have to do and how to do it. And also, like, if you don't like it, it's not like when we played that game. It's not like you can just skip this part. So now we're
it didn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
You can't just pick another card because the other card is stupid too. We tried.
Yeah. Plus
so
the game.
You can't,
yeah.
There's no way for you to like, okay, I don't like this, let's skip that one and continue to the next one. It didn't work that way. But with our cards, we can just, I don't like this one, we take it out of the deck at the beginning. So when you play.
And it's a task after task. So, I mean, even as I said, even the stupid games can be fun if the mentality is right. If you're, let's have some fun, whatever the game brings us. I mean, I had fun that day. I laughed when we lie down on the floor and hug on the floor, on the carpet. That's funny.
Yeah, but I didn't like the fact that I had expectations of it, and it didn't put me where I wanted to be. It definitely didn't put me in the mood to have the wildest sex of our lives, you know?
Yeah, as it was the promise.
Like the gradually more and more like intimate. It wasn't really that. It went from cuddle on the floor to like fuck me from behind.
In a card.
For like 7 minutes. And then what? And then we go back to couch.
Yeah, no, the game was actually horrible in that way. It was silly, but as you said, it didn't provide what it's supposed to.
And I also think the problem is with expectations, too.
Yeah, but
we were hyping ourselves up. Like, we were excited to play it, you know. We
made
time for it. We planned the dinner after and everything so we can, like, completely spend our time focusing on that. And then it was...
Exactly.
So, I don't know. If you want to buy something good for even now for a relationship, like, if you want to go games... You can go games, but just lower your expectations. Like, if you expect to just have a good time, laugh, and maybe it's going to leave.
Some sex,
maybe, then okay. But if you, like, want an intense, sexy night out, I think you have to plan for it.
Yes. Or our game. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which kind of sucks. Now, somebody, whoever is going to be listening to this, they'll be like, oh, yeah, they gave me a great idea, you know, buy a game. And they're like, I basically said most of the games suck.
Yeah.
So,
how would you react if you get a gift that you don't like? It can be game, it can be a toy, it can be whatever.
Well, I would tell you. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I would definitely appreciate the effort, and I would maybe, you know, me being me, I would probably, you know, look at the, let's say, game or this, whatever, and see if we can maybe use it somehow, some other way,
give it
or
a chance,
something. If
yeah.
we can, yeah, if we can, you know, make use of it. If not, I would, you know, just sorry, not
sorry.
For me. Definitely appreciate the effort. You know, not when you grow up, not a lot of people gives you gifts, so
yeah,
that effort should be noted. But that, yeah. Well, how would you react?
Same, too. I don't think, even if I tried to fake it, my face would tell you.
Yeah,
all
No. Me, I'll be like, thank you. Yeah.
Would you do the same with the gifts in general?
No. That's the interesting part. But that's because of the relationship, because I know you, and I know you're not going to get offended. It's not going to, you know, grow into, I don't know, elephant-sized problem. But, yeah, people should be more honest about the gifts they receive.
Because when you think about it, if you never say anything and then whoever gifted it to you thinks, oh, I gave him such a good gift, and then you keep getting those.
But that happened with my slipper story. So I got slippers first time from this. So this is my mom's friend. I got slippers when I was, I don't know, 14, when everybody else was, you know, gifting me money, you know, so I can spend it outside or whatnot. I got slippers, stupid-ass slippers. Great gift. Next year, slippers. Next year, slippers. Slippers, slippers. A year after year, great slippers. But I didn't care about that then. Now, I like those slippers, you know? That's what I'm saying. So maybe, you know, you should, you know, even if you're an honest and direct person, you know, maybe like slow down, you know, maybe it grows on you. Yeah, see? I like having great slippers. Back then I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with slippers? I need like $50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather gift your partner something that they can use on you?
Or
receive something that you want to use on them.
Okay, so that's the choice. It's not like together, it's me using on me or me using on you.
It's
that's the choice, no? You asked me right now.
Me using on you.
Or?
You using on me. So am I gifting you something that I'm going to use on you? Or am I gifting you something that you're going to use on me? What would you prefer? Either or.
I would prefer something that I can use on you, because it would turn me on, and that would be awesome for me.
Okay.
How about you?
I would rather something that you can use on me too.
Okay.
So we agree on that one.
Okay. Great.
Noted.
Agreement. What's the... special occasions, like anniversaries, birthdays,
honestly,
Christmas,
I don't think,
like
I
top
don't...
top five. No, okay, give me five gift ideas for like a special occasion. Just not Christmas and birthday, just like, let's say, anniversary.
See, anniversary could be something sexy. I honestly wouldn't for Christmas and for birthday.
Yeah, but
birthday,
that's why I said forget it. It's like
I wouldn't go. It's like it's nice to get a sex toy, but it's nice to get a different gift. I feel like sex toys should be gifted
for the okay for like
or
something
or for
that
nothing
fits.
Or just on the random Tuesday on a cold February.
Yeah, that makes
know?
More sense than hey Christmas gift dildo.
And it's also something that we're both gonna use. In most situations, it's going to be something that we're both going to enjoy. So why are you buying me for birthday something that we're both going to enjoy? Just get me something that I can enjoy for my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
But...
a cooking pan.
But when you talk about the anniversary, I also feel like we were talking about that before. It could be rather an experience than maybe necessarily.
Okay, list me, not okay. Five, list three things that.
I don't know, I would do, I think, like getting the wearable vibrators could be a fun thing, and then okay. Maybe going to dinner with it or something like that.
Okay.
That could be a fun idea. Maybe something that you know I want to get, but it's overly expensive and I don't want to buy it. Like any Android product.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would want to get them all, but they're expensive, so I ration with it, you know? Okay,
yeah.
Now is the good time mm-hmm. to buy it. Maybe something like that to, like, you know, go to extra mile, get something more expensive if you can't afford it.
You're missing one more.
Yeah. More, there's more, don't worry.
There definitely is more. I would go with dinner, but somehow, like, it doesn't have to be outside, actually, like a classier dinner, so it, you know, brings up the occasion. Lingerie, I think that's a perfect gift. See, I'm missing the third one.
I would definitely, I'm very much into the sex furniture right now. I think that would be
such a great thing.
Not necessarily the whole thing, the expensive thing, but even like the wedges or pillows.
The wedges we got, the wedge is awesome. It's not even that expensive. It's like $100, $120, $130.
It's not even that expensive, and I think...
That's a great gift.
Yeah, and I think it's like a good thing that...
It shows your intentions. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
And we can both use it in multiple different ways. Like, it's not just like, I don't know, clitoral suction toy, which you use for a very specific thing. But when you go with the furniture, you can use it anywhere.
Yeah, if you, the budget.
Different ways.
The budget. But it doesn't have to be space issue. You just get the veg, for example.
The veg is pretty cool.
Gifts can cost anywhere from $20 to $1,000 and more, whatever. What about, I don't have money right now.
I was just about to say
I don't have money right now, but I want to gift you something that's different, and that is not cooking.
Well, that's...
DIY gifts.
Yeah, that's what I... So, in this case, like, you can always make something. Like, you can make the... I know they're probably a bit cheesy, but I really like the coupons.
Coupons are cool because you can, like, really tailor them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they are like a million of coupons, but if you don't buy them, if you take time and write like 20, 30 coupons, it's actually a very personalized gift.
And you can make them into date nights too.
Yeah, but it can be a whole thing, one thing.
So I think that's a pretty good idea that you can basically do with zero money. Like you need just a like cardstock piece of paper and a pen.
Exactly. A game.
You can make a game. There's a lot of there's a lot of websites online where you can make.
Get the ideas.
You can even get the printables too.
Yep.
You know.
Buy some supplies and then make it. Yeah, or make it together.
Some people are just not that good with sitting down and trying to figure out what to do and how to do it. So you can just get a game. You can get a printable
game
for not a lot of money.
But we sell those for $12, and there's like 300 ideas there.
Yeah,
you can just like cut those out if you'd like.
Yeah, but there's many options. What do you think? What else could you?
But the game was my idea. Okay, the coupons, the games.
You can do like a relaxing night. You can do like a massage night or like a bubble bath.
Yeah, and if you have olive oil at home, you have everything you need. What?
Olive oil.
What? I don't have money to buy other oil.
Okay.
So olive oil is good.
Yeah, we can use olive oil.
Better than canola oil. Right?
Right.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Actually, I have three more questions I would like to go through with you. Your personal experience, gifting gone wrong. I mean, we have together one story. The lingerie story with your friend, our friend.
Yeah.
That was a experience from which I learned actually a lot that the gifts that have like sex team gifts can go very wrong.
Yeah.
Do you want to recap the story shortly?
Yeah, so I was buying some stockings, and there's this outlet store near my house that sell them for, like, they're cheap. So I bought them for all of my girlfriends, and all of them liked it except one that made a big fuss about it.
Yeah, I remember. She texted me even. What the fuck,
like,
was
what the
this?
Fuck? Why did you give me this? What were you trying to say? I was like, I didn't try to say anything. I was giving them to everyone, like, to all of my girlfriends, and something just went wrong, and we found out couple of years later that they were struggling in the relationship. They were struggling on that part of their relationship, and then she took that as a sign that it's visible that they're struggling. That went very wrong.
Yeah, so have this story in mind.
And it was not even that sexy, though.
No, it was just...
They were just, like, plain black stockings that you could, like, wear outside. I was wearing those at the time, under skirt or something. It wasn't like, you know, harness or
something wild.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think if I have any other, like, gifting gone wrong story, but do you have any others?
I mean, not with the no, because I don't really gift sexy gifts to people other than you.
Any other gifting gone wrong story in general? It doesn't have to be sexy. It was just gifting gone wrong.
No, I mean, like, the worst was that, you know, getting something you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, except this drama situation, everything was, nothing happened. Okay, are you ready?
Oh my God, am I?
What's the most PG gift you could give that could still be considered sexy with the right attitude? I have an idea.
So... I don't know. I'm thinking something like a spanking paddle, but it's not a spanking paddle, but it could be a spanking paddle.
Like a cutting board.
Yeah, like weirdly shaped cutting board or a spatula with some
how
weird...
How would you like...
Or you know what
How
else?
Would you present it? To
you
be...
know those things that you kill the fly with?
Swatter or whatever is the name.
I don't know what the name is. You can get that and be like... I know we don't have a lot of flies, but we can spank something else around here.
It's not only flies who are getting spanked tonight. I was thinking, I don't know, socks.
For what? For putting?
No, but socks can be sexy, especially like the high. Yeah, I think those are sexy, so...
But that, it's kind of like... I think that would be expected to be sexy. If you get me a tie highs, I'm not thinking it's... I'm thinking it's sex.
Oh, okay. But it's your dirty mind. Maybe somebody wouldn't.
I don't know. It's your dirty mind too, because you wouldn't mind buy them. You wouldn't buy them for me to just wear around the house. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
If you get me a onesie, I'm thinking not sex.
A what?
A onesie. Yeah, that goes over everything.
Yeah, that's like that screams not sex.
So yeah, I don't think the stockings would do.
So my idea is not good?
I mean, it's good. There's no right and wrong in here. This is a safe space.
I liked your idea better. I don't know what else. I don't know. Anyway, I have one more question.
Okay.
Do you have any? Do you want
to? I have some questions. Yeah, I wanted to. Okay. Let's say you give a sexy gift to your partner.
Okay.
During a family dinner.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
But
like,
secretly.
Like secretly.
So let's paint the picture. We're all a couple of us sitting around the table.
Let's put it this way. We're playing Secret Santa, and it's like a family dinner, right? So you get me. So now, to make this fun and a little bit dirty, you gift me something inappropriate for a Secret Santa.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so now this gift is accidentally revealed.
Okay.
How would you navigate the awkwardness of the of the of the situation?
I would start laughing, definitely.
That's uncontrollably
be,
laughing.
That would be my reaction to the problem. And then I would, while I'm laughing uncontrollably, I would stand up from the table gently and leave the room.
Would you try to...
I would laugh my eye out of the room.
Would you try to convince someone that it's something that it's not really this?
Well, so what are we talking about? If you're getting me the thing to kill flies, I'm going to say we have a lot of flies in our house. But if it's a dick, I'm not sure what I'm going to say about the dick. You know, maybe something, maybe some fancy high-tech sex toy. Masturbator. Oh, it's a smart speaker. But can we hear it? No. It has to be charged first.
But would you, in this situation, which end of the gifting would you rather be? The person that gifted something inappropriate or the person that received an inappropriate gift?
Person who gifted. Because the person who opened it would be, I don't know. All the attention would be on the person.
But I would rather be the person that received it because I had nothing to do with this. This is like... My sick husband.
So how about this? It's Christmas. Secret Santa with the family. And you receive a big dick.
Oh, I would instantly say,
But here's the thing. I know it's not me. That'd be awkward. No, that'd be super awkward.
No. No. I know what I would do. If it was a big dick, I would just say, oh, this is mistakenly gone to me. This was supposed to be my brother's.
Or like casually saying, oh, they sent me the small one. That'd be fun.
That'd be funny, yeah.
Okay, so wait, let me ask you, I think this is the last one on my question sheet. If you had to pick a sexy gift, but it would only come from the hardware store, what would you choose and how would you present it?
From a hardware store? Can you do something with it or does it have to be like strictly bought there and that's it?
What?
Can you like make something with it? Or does it have to be like
whatever you...
Because if you buy a piece of wood, you can carve a wooden dildo out of it. And present it as a
How about though? You're not doing I anything? You're okay. Just buying.
I just have to buy it?
Yes. Like most people are not carpenters, so. But everybody goes to Lowe's.
What am I supposed to do? Sandpaper my clitoris? What can you buy in a...
You can buy chains and a lock.
You can figure out some whips and chains probably too.
Whips. Mm-hmm. Yes. Some paddles, spanking paddles.
Maybe instead of wax play, we do a hot glue gun play.
Oh my God. How would you present it? Oh, baby, I'm going to work on something today. Work on you.
I'm going to build you something.
Build what?
I don't know, build up tension.
I'm going to build up tension.
I don't know what else could be like. I'm thinking. We can buy a, you can, like, I would present you with a rug and then we could cuddle on it.
What was the name of that stupid game? My sex game.
I think it's, yeah.
My sex game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't buy it. It's not worth it. No. Okay, I have one more question for you.
Okay, I have one more. It's not... okay, you go first.
If there was an award for the most inappropriate sex toy given at the most inappropriate time, what would that be?
Family dinners are my number one situation, definitely. Family dinners.
Big dildos?
Restaurants could be, but... Yeah, family dinners. How about you?
But what? What was the gift, though? Was the gift at a family
dinner? I think...
I have a more... way more inappropriate.
Think that what... Okay, the situation, it's a sex gift, would make things awkward, but what would build up that awkwardness is size. That's my opinion. The bigger the thing is, it's more awkward, in my opinion.
I think the worst case scenario, if there was a ward, it would be a sex machine on a funeral.
Why would you do that?
The question was most inappropriate at the worst time.
Who is giving gifts to people on funerals?
No, it doesn't have to make sense, Luca. It's just like the worst thing at the worst time.
Okay.
If you wanted to create the most awkward, most horrible situation of gifting sex toys, that's what I would do.
How about this? Listen to this. So it's not a funeral. It's Christmas. It's not Secret Santa. It's morning on a Christmas day, right?
Okay.
And there's, let's say it's a big family. Okay, for the sake of this story, there's no kids, right?
Okay.
So there's like 20 gifts, 10 gifts, 12 gifts under the
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. You put one gift, but you don't say for who it is. You just put a random box, you know, nobody knows, you know, somebody.
So who opens it?
No, listen to this. So before, so family's gathering up, they're about to start opening gifts, yada, yada, yada. You turn, the gift is a sex machine inside the box. You turn the machine so it starts buzzing. Bzz, 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 bzz. And then somebody opens it and then...
Who would open it though? Like, can you imagine this happening? We have, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. It doesn't matter. Everyone opened their gifts. And now this mystery gift is just sitting there and buzzing.
I think
who opens it?
I think the first... So, that gift would be opened first because everybody would be like, why is it buzzing? You know, why is it, you know, what is it? And then everybody would be like, whose gift is it? You know, who gave it to somebody? And everybody says, no, what if I don't know. How, why would I know? And then who would open it?
Who would open it?
Somebody, the person who would...
opens it?
Who opened it, everybody thought it was them. Like when you fart.
Not
the person who said, no, it's smelly, it's like you farted, motherfucker.
But not necessarily, because if I put the gift there, I wouldn't open it.
What?
If I put the gift there, right?
Yes.
I would never go and open it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, no, I'm not going to open it. But the person who, okay, it's not that cool. It's just cool in my head.
Someone would just open it because they would want to know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, it's your fucking dildo. No. But if grandma opens it.
Grandma will probably like it.
Like,
grandma would be, yeehaw!
Yeehaw! So this is for me without even asking.
Like, I'm taking this. Thank you, kids.
It's not a choice.
You can see grandma leaving the house.
It's like calling grandma, calling later, where's the charger? This it for today?
That's it for today, I think so.
Okay, but I'll finish with one question. Am I getting a gift for Valentine's Day?
Well, now that I'm thinking, you want an experience. So maybe you should experience not getting a gift this year.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You'll get something. We're going to go pick flowers together and put it in your...
It's February. There's no flowers in February. Okay, no, surprise me. I don't want to... I don't know.
We're going to find out if there are inappropriate presents, Valentine's Day gifts for your partner that you've been with for a very long time. I'm going to do my best to get something as inappropriate as possible.
Thank you. I'll prepare myself.
Okay.